Well, it's always great to reminisce with these Mercer County High School Hall of Fame inductees. Class of 1995 at Westmer High School, Josh Fordyce. Can you speak to your experience, you know, in the small school setting? I know we know what elements lead to consolidation. It's just the way it is now with demographics and declining population, declining enrollment, declining tax base. So I'm not really going to get into that. But I mean, just your upbringing and your experience, you know, small school-wise, how fortunate do you feel that you got that experience at Westmer?
I feel extremely lucky. I'm glad you brought it up because I know when the school, Westmer was talking about consolidation, I had some mixed feelings, of course, but seeing where it led things, I remember back in the day, and you brought this up earlier, we had some really successful programs, not at West, just at Westmer, but Aledo was really successful in several different sports. It makes me go back and wonder how good we would have been had we all been together back in those days. And to parlay it into what you're saying here, I got to coach at Woodstock High School. I'm up in Woodstock, Illinois now, and I coached football for 4 years. And it's there really isn't a whole lot of difference. The difference is there's just so many more kids to choose from. You know, I want to say we had 37 kids freshman through senior, my senior year at Westmer, whereas we had 70 kids out for the freshman team my first year at Woodstock. So the kids are different. The work ethic isn't really any different. It's just there's so many more to choose from. And I feel like there were probably fringe kids that didn't get a whole lot of playing time in Woodstock that would have been starters in Westmer. So I was glad that I got to experience the small school.
You talked a little bit about your roots with your grandparents and some of your friends. And I know you talk about your brothers and you know, one of them has passed away. How reflective are you for an experience like this? I know we're talking to you the Sunday before the induction ceremony on Friday, but you think like your family going to your games and your school events. And I'm sure you had some probably knock down, drag out moments with your brothers growing up, all in good fun. Of course, we know how that is. So you reflective in that type of stuff?
Absolutely. And those two, Jared and Joe, my brothers, were at nearly every single college football game I played at, which I know that couldn't have been fun for them. They would have been playing on a Friday night, probably still sore, and then jumping in the car with my dad, maybe driving 5 hours to get to St. Norbert to watch me play or something like that. But looking back, something I look back on, and it makes me really happy to know. I remember specifically plays on the field at Knox where I would give Jared a thumbs up or something and then make a good play. And he'd get really excited. He'd have a group of his friends with him. Sports was a family affair for us. Playing together, practicing together, and I even eventually got to coach Joe. I just missed Jared. He had just graduated, but when I was coaching at Westmer, Joe was a junior and senior, so definitely a family affair.
Well, and I think the other thing that sometimes goes unnoticed, you're a good student too, and you're doing great things with your life, career-wise, involved in law enforcement, and I think as a testament, you probably can look back maybe to some of your days growing up, going to school through the Westmer School District and understanding that, you know, this education is the most important part of the equation, and maybe some of this other stuff is the icing on the cake is how you have to approach. And I think probably that's how you approach that in your days at Westmer.
Yeah, for sure. I was so dead set on trying to earn a college scholarship and, you know, to stay out of trouble, to do all the right things, that grades were really important to me. I don't believe I got anything ever lower than a B. I was pretty much a straight A student. I will say this one, and I don't mean this to be a knock on small schools, but man, by the time I got to college, it kicked my butt a little bit academically. I wasn't quite as prepared as some of my peers who went to bigger schools, who got the opportunities for, you know, after school programs and whatnot. They just weren't available to us down at the smaller school level. But no regrets. Still a really great experience growing up there.
Well, and it's neat this weekend for you. I know one of your fellow inductees was a longtime coach at Westmer, volleyball-wise, coached a girls program, Jeanette Neal, longtime teacher in the Westmer School District. And I think Jill Dennison-Henry Westbrook grad, a bit older than you, going in, and then you have, you know, and I like the Hall of Fame at Mercer County now because it involves not just athletics. It involves other things in life. And Margo Price, unfortunately, can't be here this weekend. I think she's going to be in Denver for a prior commitment. But can you, I know you probably can speak firsthand to Jeanette Neal at Westbrook and kind of what she meant to that school district and kind of that culture and having success year in and year out with her program.
She was such a great mentor to so many of my peers going through school. And I got to give her a shout out personally, too. She was my PE teacher for several years in high school. And she pushed you even in PE class. If you weren't giving your full effort, if you were slacking off, not doing what you're supposed to, she'd let you know about it. So I got to thank her for that. I do know Jill fairly well. She was quite a bit older than me in school. I just remember her setting all the records. So it's awesome to see her get again. And I never got a chance to meet Margo. I've seen her in concert several times. It's unfortunate she won't be there because I was going to try to ask for an autograph.
Awesome. And then just as we wrap up, I know a lot of people will be happy to see you and the opportunity you get to reminisce with some people maybe you haven't seen for a while. And I think the other thing, too, is I hope a kid like Josh Fordyce has the opportunity. And I know when we play this interview program, we play it on the Friday night, so kids don't get to hear it, okay? But what I'm going to say is it's a podcast, so it'll be on our website later. So I hope there's the opportunity that you get an audience with some of the current kids, student-athletes today, because I think they need to hear from kind of kids that played back in the day. Oh, I guess I can call you an old timer now because 1995, dude, man, over 20 years. But I think there needs to be an appreciation for that. I hope you get an exchange with some of the kids is what I'm saying because I know you'd look forward to that too.
I really do. And just to kind of give you some personal experience up here, I was the school resource officer at Woodstock High School early in my police career. And that was my opportunity. That's when I also coached football. But that was my opportunity to really connect with those kids and to, you know, share with them my story. A lot of them were interested in seeing my championship rings when I played with the Steamwheelers and whatnot. But sharing my story and then being able to help those kids in the weight room and show them the way we used to do things and so on and so forth, I'd love the opportunity to someday to be able to come back and share that at Mercer County as well. Maybe that's a pub for a week-long volunteer coaching gig or something.
Yeah, all right. Well, it'll be fun this weekend for you and your family. It's great, and hopefully you can get out that old Westmer letter jacket and put that baby on. Probably still fits you come back this weekend. Thanks for the memories, man. Awesome. And I know I thought it was funny when I was setting up this interview, you said, will you interview me back in 1995. Your voice was probably a little bit different back then, but that's pretty awesome to say that you remember that experience. And now we go full circle 20 plus years later, and you're doing this again. So I think that's awesome.
And I'll say I was way more nervous back then, too, talking to you on the radio. And I could hear it in my voice when I listen to those interviews.
All right.
Hey, shaky voice.
Yeah, awesome, man. Well, I know you'll have a great weekend and deserving of the honor, that's for sure. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage. Josh Fordyce, class of 1995, Westmore High School. That dude, good player, man. We'll have more coming up on WMJ and WMJ.com.